Welcome back to News and Views on this Friday edition. All right, we've got Dave Glatt with the North Dakota Health Department with us. He has been working for them a lot of years. Dave and I worked a lot of projects together. And we've also got Brian Calk with us as well. Dave, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you on.
Hello, Joel. How's it going?
Well, better for me than you, bud. Tell me what the condition on the ground is up there in Tioga right now.
Well, first off, to tell you, I'm in Nebraska. So I'm getting reports from our staff up there. And my understanding is that they did have the spill delineated. That is contained to the area of delineation. And where they're looking at now is getting us a remediation plan that we will be seeing here shortly and get going with the cleanup.
Are they? Is there some way scientifically that they can monitor and make sure that the clay liner below Mr. Jensen's land is in fact containing what has gone down instead of gone up?
Yeah, we are. They did drill a few monitoring wells, soil borings down into that clay layer, and it seems to be fairly thick. That's one of the things we'll continue to monitor to make sure it is contained and it doesn't migrate off-site. And make sure that their estimates are appropriate as far as the amount lost and the aerial extent of contamination.
Is there an estimate, Dave Glatt with the North Dakota Health Department with us, is there an estimate in regards to how much oil has in fact been spilled?
Well, their estimates are 20,000, a little over 20,000 barrels right now, and that's based on the extent of contamination and the porosity of the soil. I think we will continue to press them for a little more accurate assessment, but as we stand here now, we're looking at a little over 20,000 barrels.
Well, and if you take that in terms of gallons, now we're into the millions, right?
It's a significant amount. Yeah, that's correct. It's definitely not something that we would like to see out in the oil patch.
Dave, are you going to bring help in on this? You're the agency of primacy. You got a great staff, but you got a staff that's worked about as hard as they can be. Do you need help? Is this something where you make a call to EPA?
EPA has been notified. We let them know as soon as we find out anything, we let them know what's going on and the extent and what's being done. They are monitoring it from Denver. Obviously, there's some issues with the federal government right now and their response. But we are keeping them in the loop. And as we stand here with staff, we're doing okay with staff monitoring and oversighting the cleanup. It's up to the company to get the appropriate consultants and remediation contractors on site, and we'll make sure that happens.
When did you, as the North Dakota Health Department, know about this spill?
Well, they are required by state rule and law to notify us within 24 hours that they have identified a spill. We were notified on September 30th. We had a staff member up on the site on September 30th looking at the spill. What we saw at the surface looked about, they estimated 750 barrels, and that seemed about right for what they lighted on the surface. And then they burned that off as part of the overall assessment. They started finding a large area of contamination, and we found out on Tuesday afternoon that estimate, 750 barrels, was not correct, and they were thinking more than the 20,000 barrel range.
Dave, I know how loyal you are to your staff and they are to you, but has this been handled properly? The governor saying that he just found out on Wednesday about all of this, that he didn't know in time, that the public just kind of coming to it after this length of time. There's going to be a loss of trust from the industry itself in relation to the amount versus what they told you the amount to be. Are there lessons for the North Dakota Health Department in this, Dave?
Well, yeah. First of all, I want to state that the site was being addressed, and there were state representatives on site with the spill working with the company from the get-go. So that portion worked well. I think where we can do a better job is how do we get that information up the ladder. The folks like the governor's office to notify them of changes in estimates and the extent of contamination. Yeah, obviously, it's tough to throw a threshold. We can have 20,000 barrels in this case, which is not having an impact on the public or groundwater, surface water, but we could have a 100-barrel spill that would be a lot more significant. And so we need to do a better job of getting that word up the ladder.
What, if anything, in terms of action items you have other than monitoring right now, do you do? Do you try to get this off the clay liner? Do you try to pump it? Do you try? I mean, what is being done?
Well, we're going to see what they propose in the remediation plan, but clearly we want to make sure that the vast majority, if not all, the oil is recovered. And there's a couple ways you can do that. You know, and I think the company and their consultants are looking at what's the best way and the fastest way to get it cleaned up, and we're looking forward to seeing that plan.
Does your agency have the ability to administer fines?
Yes.
Well, you?
Well, typically what we do is we wait. We want to get the cleanup done. And so we take a look at how quickly the company responds, how thorough of a job they do in the cleanup, and how cooperative they are. And then at that point in time, we'll take a look at what statutes were violated and what type of fines are appropriate.
Okay. Dave, I really want to call you next week as well when you know a little bit more about this. I think it's important for the public to know, and I appreciate you taking time today to come on with us.
Anytime, Joel. And I will be back in the state next week so we can talk then.
Dave Glatt with the North Dakota Health Department. I want to tie back in with Brian Koch because as the Public Service Commission oversees much of these pipelines, Brian, the big question everybody has on their minds is, okay, we know we got a mess. Sounds like the health department's on it. You know, it's a way bigger mess than what the industry told us. But how do we make sure this isn't happening in other places, that the monitoring process is there so that we know that it's not just going to be something that gets ignored and goes on and then gets reported as way less than what it is? What steps do you, as a public service commission, do to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, I mean, great question, Joel. You know, what can we learn from this? The big thing I said, you know, the commission goes through, we site the transmission lines. So we're always given assurances that these SCADA systems will work, that these kind of spills will be prevented because the systems work. So one thing, when this dust settles here, if you will, we're going to ask the company to come in and say, what went wrong with your SCADA system? And so is this something that will not happen again in other pipelines throughout the state? Because leaks will happen. But the way that they should happen is if you get a leak that happens, the pressure should drop, you shut them down, you get out there and you contain it. So that's the first lesson. And the second thing I'd say is there has been some things in the past that we've done, Joel, to kind of cut down on this potential that, you know, I've been very aggressive on the Call Before You Dig program. We find excavators that are out there digging to, you know, that have hit infrastructure. So this one looks like a corrosion problem. So I'll go back and look at all the corrosion control plans that we'll have with the pipelines that we site. And then the challenge, I think, it becomes is that pass-off, that we site them, they tell us all these great things, and then the follow-on inspections. And so the PSC, we have jurisdiction on inspecting natural gas pipelines. The federal bodies, the FIMS, the Federal Hazardous Material Safety Office, they have to go out and inspect these crude lines. So we'll ask the FIMS guys, when was the last time they inspected this pipeline? So I would envision a higher threshold of perhaps inspections once these things go into operation.
Brian Koch, chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, is with us here on the News and Views Radio Network. Brian, when did you know?
Well, Joel, I mean, I knew when the media reported it. I checked with my guys that right away I went down the hall and talked to our pipeline guy. I said, what the heck's going on? He said, well, I don't know. And then we got a response yesterday officially from the Department of Emergency Services. So that's one thing that I'm definitely going to follow through on. I mean, we're not the action agency that has to go do something on these. That's the health department. But we should all know immediately what happens. And what's interesting is there'll be a, you know, like Dave said, there'll be a 50-gallon spill, and we'll get a notification on it. And that happens a lot. These smaller spills get taken care of. But there's something to happen in this case that we've got to figure out because, you know, speaking as a PSC, we did not get official notification until yesterday.
But, Brian, there is an action item here for you. And let me throw this at you because I think you're being very forthright in your response to all of this. But if they have time, just looking at what could potentially be a devious side of all of this, if they have time to make it look like, you know, their reporting process is better because you weren't there right away when this spill happened, to come in and do your inspections, to come in and say, okay, let's look at your alarm mechanism here. Let's look at what triggers, where you're at today, what your record keeping has been. They've had time now to make everything look a lot better, Brian, and that concerns me.
Sure. Well, I think that, I mean, there's got to be lessons learned out of this, and it does come back to the sooner we know, the better we can do of preventing this the next time out. So, no, I go back to when we were talking with Steve Jensen. He's a lot calmer than I would be in this situation, and I'm not happy at all that the PSC was not notified until yesterday of this. So, you know, we've got two pipeline safety inspectors that predominantly work on gas. But, you know, we want to get out there and see what happened with their SCADA system and when was the last time this line was inspected, and then do the follow-up with the agencies. But you're right. There's the sooner you know, the better job you can do.
Brian, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us today.
All right. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for what you do.
You bet. Brian Koch, chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission.